Today on More to Life, Knives Out. Is someone going out of their way to make you miserable? Not sure how to get them to stop antagonizing you? We'll help you respond gracefully. 877-573-7825. Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising, relevant, hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's start making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today's show is titled Knives Out, as we talk about those times when we feel like someone's just going out of their way to make our lives more difficult. Are you not sure how to get that person to stop being so antagonistic? Well, we are here to help you respond gracefully and effectively. Give us a call. That number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
It can be so difficult. It can be anybody who you know, is simply snide when they're around you, all the way through to people who are very close to you who are doing really hurtful things that hurt your life, your lifestyle, how you try to get through the day, the relationship you have with them. Oh my goodness, why do people have to be so difficult? But sometimes they just are. Question is, how do you deal with it and still walk in God's grace and be who you want to be as a Catholic person?
Give us a call at 877-573-7825 and tell us, do you have to deal with an antagonistic, hostile, or hurtful person in your life? Whether it's your spouse, a teen or adult child, a parent or sibling, someone in your social circle, a coworker, or somebody in your parish, trying to avoid their slings and arrows is no fun. Do they say hurtful things, or do hurtful things? Maybe they make your life more difficult just by being around them. Do they blame you for everything, or look for opportunities to criticize or undermine you? Have your attempts to address their behavior failed or even made things worse? We want to help you explore grace-filled ways to deal with hurtful people. Again, give us a call. That number is 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. Of course, if you're listening to the More to Life podcast, you can still get your questions in via email. That address is questions@moretoliferadio.com. But if you're listening live, we love hearing your voice. And more importantly, being able to ask those follow-up questions that help us tailor our answers to your specific situation. So give us a call. Again, the number, 877-573-7825.
It also helps us give you relief in the moment. You don't have to wait and hope that your email is answered. You can, if you're feeling that, you know, if you're feeling somebody is being antagonistic and hostile and hurtful toward you, that's very painful and uncomfortable to carry around. It can feel demeaning. It can make us feel off kilter. It can make us sad and angry and lonely. Who wants to carry that pain around? Let's start giving you some new skills and connect you with God's grace right here in the moment. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And if you're wondering, well, what is that, and how could it possibly help me deal with those antagonistic, hurtful people in my life? Well, you've come to the right place, because St. John Paul gave a series of reflections over the course of about 5 years when he was Pope that looked at how we could discover God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships by prayerfully reflecting on God's design in creation, especially of our bodies.
The theology of the body reminds us that every person has dignity and deserves to be treated with love, including the people who we experience as antagonistic and unsupportive. The theology of the body also reminds us that loving people doesn't mean letting them treat us however they want. Loving someone means working for their good. We aren't working for another person's good if we allow them to demean themselves by behaving in a cruel, abusive, disrespectful, antagonistic, or just plain unkind manner. We can't just do whatever comes naturally, whether that means avoiding conflict or inflaming it. Instead, when we feel attacked, we have to ask God to help us make a response that serves the ultimate good of everyone involved.
Jesus modeled two ways of confronting abusive behavior. I mean, sometimes when he was clear about the greater good being served, for instance, the salvation of humankind, he patiently bore the wrongs that were committed against him. But other times, in fact, most times, when the greater good required it, for instance, when the Pharisees intentionally tried to twist his meanings or confuse his message or undermine his mission, he confronted them. Like our Lord, we have to respond to antagonistic people with the greater good in mind. Rather than simply reacting, we've got to bring our emotions to God and ask him to teach us how to respond in a manner that will glorify him, help us be our best selves, and lovingly challenge the antagonistic person to be better. And sometimes that's going to require us to give that person the space they need to self-correct, but other times, especially if they're habitually antagonistic or hurtful, it's going to mean being more direct. You know, with prayer and practice, we can learn to deal gracefully with even the most antagonistic and unsupportive people, which is what we want to help you do today on More to Life. The show is titled Knives Out, and we're asking you to call up and share, is someone going out of their way to make your life more difficult or make you miserable or just antagonize you? For whatever reason, we are here to help you find grace-filled and effective answers for dealing with those folks. Give us a call. That number is 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your questions. In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we bring to you those people and situations where we just feel antagonized and attacked and hurt by the things that a person says or does, whether those people are close to us or just people we have to deal with. It's hard to know how to respond gracefully and effectively. And so, Lord, we ask you now to help us to keep the greater good in mind when we're dealing with antagonistic people. That if it happens to be somebody who is occasionally hurtful, but most of the time tries their best to be a good person and to be kind and thoughtful, to give them the space they need to self-correct. But in those times when we're dealing with somebody who's habitually hurtful, habitually antagonistic, consistently attacking us, making our lives more difficult, give us the courage to confront that person charitably so that we, by addressing that injury, can become stronger people and invite them to repent. Help us to respond well to all of these situations so that even in those difficult times of dealing with difficult people, we can build your kingdom by cooperating with your grace. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled Knives Out, as we talk about those people in our lives who are antagonistic, hostile, or hurtful. Whether it's your spouse or a teen or adult child, a parent or a sibling, someone in your social circle, a coworker, or maybe even somebody in your parish, trying to avoid their slings and arrows is just no fun. We're asking, do they say or do hurtful things consistently? Do they make your life more difficult just by being around you? Do they blame you for everything or look for opportunities to criticize or undermine you? Or have unrealistic expectations for how you're supposed to attend to them? Whatever the situation is, we want to help you deal with those hurtful, antagonistic people in your life. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Shireen, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Illinois.
Hi, Shireen. Welcome to More to Life. What's your question for us?
Well, my question is this. I have a cousin and everything who has been, how should I put this? This, I call it disrespectful. It started with my mom, and I didn't even know it, and nor did I know it until a friend told us that we always wondered why Stanley didn't come around, you know, when he come to our home, our town, and everything, and all. And I was sitting in the back seat of the car, and with her, and she said, you know, he said, I'll tell you something. Said he came one year at Christmas to bring gifts to his dad and her, to my friend and her mother, and somebody said to him, are you going to go over and see your aunt? And he said no. And this has been a long time ago, but it's still going on because I can't get up. I've tried to call him, I've tried to write letters, and his complaint is that my mom was lazy and I was lazy, and that's not the truth. My mom had bad health, and I stayed home to help her. So I couldn't work. You know, I was only 15 too at the time, but it's just like he made a judgment call, and it stood for 30, 40 years.
Okay. Well, Shireen, I'm sorry that it's always painful when somebody misjudges us.
Especially when it's family.
Yeah. So I can certainly understand why that's hurtful. You know, you've done everything that you can, though, to reach out and try to, heal or repair the relationship or identify what the offense actually is. Sometimes we can't heal every relationship this side of heaven, and we have to give that person and that situation to God. You know, and when you say that it continues to bother you, I mean, I think that it's important for all of us to learn the skill of dismissing someone's unreasonable complaint, especially when we've done our best to try to address the issue, right? If you've gone out of your way, as you have, to try to reach out to him, to try to write letters, and he doesn't respond, you can't fix that relationship. And it's very much like, you know, there are people who will just reject God, no matter how much he loves them, no matter how much he tries to be present to them, no matter how much he calls them to him. And, you know, God is always there calling us and reminding us that he loves us and wants to be in a relationship with us. But he gives us the freedom to walk away from him.
Even though we are all his family, and he is deeply, deeply grieved by each person that hardens their heart to him and walks away, he gives us that free will to do that.
So you need to give your cousin the free will or your nephew, I guess. The free will to walk away from the relationship. It hasn't affected the rest of your family relationships based on what you're sharing. You know, you still have good contact with the other family members, and that's good. This is somebody who comes in for holidays, so this isn't a daily thing that's impacting your life. And you know, you've done what you can do. And when I say, you know, I said before, we have to learn how to dismiss unreasonable criticisms. What I mean by that is that a healthy person, if they have an issue with you, is going to come to you and say, hey, you know, this is my problem. I'd like to work this out. Right? And they give you a chance. When somebody's not a healthy person, they don't come to you directly. They talk about you behind your back. They don't give you an opportunity to work out those things. And so, you know, this is not a person that you need to have in your life. And even though they're your relative, it's beside the point, because, you know, we need to associate ourselves with healthy people and holy people, which doesn't mean we don't deal with others, but it means that if somebody is actively rejecting us, we're not obliged to chase them down.
Yeah, and I have to say this, Shireen. You know, I think that one of the things that hurts our hearts so much as human beings, and perhaps this is a little bit more true from women because of what we take into our lives, but I think that fiction and theater and cinema has given us story after story after story of people who have had a break in a relationship, especially family, and then something shifts and there's a big reunion and it's all wonderful and everybody feels great about each other. That doesn't happen all the time in real life, and it usually takes a lot of work. But the one thing that's always distinctly different between the stories we get and our real lives is that in a story, they're wrapping it up. The writer is saying, hey, and this all worked out grand. But in real life, you have not seen your cousin, not in any meaningful way, at least, for over 30 years. You do not know this person. He does not know you. You were saying this was, you were 15 when this slight happened to you. You are a grown woman now. There would not be an automatic, oh my goodness, and now we're family. So I think it's really important for your well-being for you to be able to say, Lord, I'm giving this person to you. I'm sad about this. I have these particular feelings about not having a strong enough, close enough family in this situation. I need you to heal this hurt in me and really begin to give it to him, because this is not something that's, even if you got in touch with him and he said he was sorry, you wouldn't suddenly become family and friends again because you haven't seen each other in so long. You don't really know each other anymore.
Shireen, thank you so much for the call. If there's more we can do to support you, you know where to find us here on More to Life. But really, this is something where you need to let him choose to not be in relationship with you. And live as full a life as you can. So thank you so much for the call. 877-573-7825. You know, it's sometimes surprising, but it's definitely freeing, that God does not expect us to unilaterally fix all of our relationships. You know, because God can't do that, right? I mean, and God, who is all-powerful, extends an invitation to all of us to love him and be in relationship with him. But some people are always going to reject that invitation. And he loves us enough to give us that space if we don't want to be around him. And the same thing is true when we are in a relationship with someone whose actions or behavior or choices say, I don't want to be around you. And we can let that person know, we are always here for you. If you'd like to have a relationship, you know where to find us. We are willing to do that. But God does not oblige us to make people love us who don't want to love us, because he doesn't do that himself. So we're continuing to talk about antagonistic people today on More to Life. 877-573-7825 is the number. Do you have to deal with an antagonistic, hostile, or hurtful person in your life? Whether it's your spouse, a teen or adult child, a parent, sibling, or extended family member, somebody in your social circle, or your parish, or even a coworker, we want to help you deal gracefully and effectively with all the hurtful, antagonistic people in your life. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls. Plus, we'll be joined by Jacob Flores Popchak. He is a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com. He'll be sharing some additional insights for dealing with antagonistic people. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life returns.
Ave Maria in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization. Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org. Brought to you by the nonprofit Seton Home Study.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray Garendi here. You thinking about homeschooling? Seton Homeschooling, 40 years of experience, 17,000 current students, pre-K through high school. They provide the books, the lesson plan, the counselors, the grading services, the tests. That's right, pretty much everything. My wife and I use Seton. Some of our children. Tell you this, two of them got perfect ACT scores in verbal. And overall, the Seton students scored more than 100 points above average on the SAT. Over 30% higher on English and reading on the ACT. It's a rigorous program. You want to give the very best to your kids? Trust me on this one. Go with Seton. It is a beautifully rigorous academic program. Go to setonhome.org. That is setonhome.org.
This program is brought to you by the following nonprofit underwriter.
Are you longing to hear God's voice? Lord, Teach Me to Pray, the free Ignatian Prayer Series, will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking, and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Knives Out, as we talk about those people in our lives who seem to go out of their way to make us miserable, or at least make our lives more difficult. Are you dealing with somebody who is antagonistic, hostile, or hurtful? Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Jacob Flores Popchak. He is a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com, where he is an expert on the practical applications of the theology of the body. He's also a published author and illustrator. Jacob, welcome to More to Life.
Thanks for having me. With a name like Knives Out, I'm going to have to resist doing a deep Southern accent this whole segment.
That's right.
Well, you know, you were sharing with us over the break some things that you tell your clients to do with people who are hurtful and antagonistic in their lives. Why don't you share those with our listeners?
So I experience over and over and over again with people, with friends, with loved ones, with clients, this tendency when we're on the receiving end of an antagonistic person to want to go and kind of prove to them that they're hurting us as a prerequisite for setting a boundary. And you guys are offering a lot of good advice today on how to set boundaries, for instance, and on where and when to kind of say things and to stand up for yourself, and how, you know, it's good for the person you're standing up to as well as for yourself to do so. But there is this factor that I think is important to also point out, that sometimes the intensity and the urgency that I feel kind of providing that gas in the car, as it were, to motivate me to stand up for myself, is the part of me that feels like I need to somehow prove my pain to them in order for it to be real. And I always liken this to my clients. I liken this to, if you got bitten by a snake, would you go off into the woods to find that snake again and try to explain to it why its poison was affecting you before you went to the hospital? No, that would be insane to do at all, right? And yet so many of us do that with antagonistic people, trying to prove our own pain to them so that somehow they'll turn around and just want to voluntarily give us their respect because, oh, they get it now.
Yeah, I mean, that's such a good point. There's something inside of us when we allow people to do this that needs the validation to even accept the fact that we've been hurt by their disrespect. So what do we do instead?
Well, I think while it's still important to be assertive and set those boundaries, we have to step back first and analyze what percentage of my desire to do so is being fueled by this unfulfillable need to have them validate the fact that they've hurt me. Because that's probably not going to happen. If they were the kind of people who were willing to willingly hurt you, we probably can't make as a prerequisite to getting our need met the possibility of them validating that. We need to take the time with God in prayer first to watch our own emotional temperature, to be present to where that tension is resting in our bodies, as you guys so often discuss in this program, and really let God validate that He sees our pain as real. And only once we truly believe ourselves as a result of taking that time to ground, you know, ourselves in that truth, can then we go and demand the respect that we need from this person, whether they agree with us or not.
You know, this reminds me of something that I try to share with clients, and I've shared on the show before, too, that when somebody hurts us and we go to them and we try to address it and they deny it, or they tell us that, you know, we just need to get a better sense of humor or a thicker skin or whatever, I find the best response is to say, look, I'm not asking your permission to be hurt by you. I'm telling you that your actions are hurtful, and if you love me, you'll stop. And I think that being able to say something like that, and then, you know, based on their response, we might need to just withdraw from that relationship, and that's an okay thing to do. You know, we don't, as you're saying, need their permission to validate our pain. The pain is real, whether they want to acknowledge it or not. Jacob, I want to thank you for those insights and for being with us today. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, and if folks would like to learn more about your good work, I encourage them to go to CatholicCounselors.com and check out your bio. Jacob, thanks for being with us today, sir.
I would love being here.
All right. And listeners, we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. The show today is titled Knives Out, as we talk about people going out of their way to make you miserable. Do you have to deal with somebody who is antagonistic, hostile, or hurtful in some way? It could be somebody close to you, like your spouse, or your teen or adult child, maybe a parent or a sibling or other family member. Perhaps it's somebody in your social circle, not necessarily a friend exactly, but maybe a frenemy, a coworker, or somebody in your parish. You know, avoiding the slings and arrows of these folks is not easy, and it's no fun. Maybe they say or do hurtful things, or make your life more difficult just by being around you. Whatever the situation is, we want to help you address those hurtful, antagonistic people gracefully and effectively. So give us a call. That number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. You can also shoot us your questions via email, especially if you're tuning into the More to Life podcast. That address, questions@moretoliferadio.com. But we want to help you, however those questions come in, deal with those hurtful, antagonistic, just frustrating people who really get us down. And, you know, I think what Jacob was sharing was a real insight. You know, we don't need to get permission from people to be hurt by their actions. And when they are, then we need to be direct about that. And maybe sometimes just set those boundaries without them even giving us permission to do it. Let's talk more about what that means in your situation when More to Life continues right after the break. Stick around.
Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
So when you see these different media outlets working directly in conjunction or conclusion with the government to suppress stories, what does that say to us about the reliability or lack thereof of the secular media? And then this is combined with a report that came out, a survey that was done on media executives. They interviewed 75 media leaders around the country, and they're saying we're done with objectivity. Well, that's not exactly a news flash. But the fact that they're claiming that objectivity is just no longer necessary and we are elitists, we know better, and this is what we're going to do, is frightening. And this is one of the reasons that we stress the importance of having outlets such as The Register and EWTN News Nightly and The World Over and Catholic News Agency and EWTN News In Depth.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
What is conversion? The Catholic Catechism says there are two kinds of conversions. The first is baptism, which removes original sin and washes away all other sin. The second is the conversion of the heart from sin to the merciful love of God. It is Jesus who calls us to this conversion. The time is fulfilled, he said. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. A perfect example of this conversion is St. Peter, who, after denying his master three times, burst into tears of repentance. St. Ambrose describes the two conversions as the water and tears, the water of baptism and the tears of repentance. Jesus' call to conversion is not first and foremost to outward penance, such as sackcloth and ashes, but to an interior conversion of the heart, without which penances are sterile and futile. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popcheck. The key to being effective at handling conflict is keeping a close eye on our own emotional temperature. On a scale of 1 to 10, you never want to allow yourself to get over a 7, especially when you're in disagreement with someone. How do you know when you're getting too hot? One of the first behavioral signs that we are approaching a 7 on our emotional temperature scale is that we start to speak and act too quickly for our brain to keep up. We start to trip over our words. We make silly, avoidable mistakes like knocking over a glass that we're reaching for. When our emotional temperature gets too high, we lose track of details, which makes it harder to solve problems and often makes us do and say things that make problems even worse. to lower your stress temperature, one deceptively simple technique is to deliberately slow down. Speak a little more slowly than you want to. Or instead of thinking of all the things you have to do next, focus your mind on what you're doing now. Consciously slowing down lets your thinking brain catch up with your feeling brain, which lets your whole brain work on resolving the conflict. To learn more, check out our book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, the show is titled Knives Out, as we talk about those hostile, antagonistic people that we all have to deal with. Do you have somebody in your life who is just hurtful? You know, whether it's your spouse, a teen or adult child, parent or sibling, other family member, somebody in your social circle, or you name it. You know, maybe this person says or does hurtful things or makes your life more difficult just by being around you. They blame you for everything or look for opportunities to criticize or undermine you. Do they make unreasonable demands and then get mad at you for not being able to fulfill them? And have your attempts to address their behavior failed or just made things worse? Well, whatever the situation is, we want to help you explore grace-filled ways and effective ways to deal with those hurtful people in your life. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Sandy, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Guadalupe Radio.
Hi, Sandy. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Yes, I just want to, my husband, my spouse, he, you know, I love praying. I love going to church. Even during the weekdays, and it bothers him a lot. I don't know how to handle it. And he'll tell the kids when they're around, oh, your mom is always at church. And she, you know. So I even got to the point the other day that I just want to stop going to church, stop praying. I don't know what to do.
Sandy, tell me a little bit more about this, okay? What kinds of things is he saying other than your mom's always at church? I want to tease this out and see, is he really, you know, is he attacking your faith? Is he running you down? Or is he saying, I want more time with you and you're spending all your time at church? Give us a clearer picture of this, please.
Well, I do go to church when he's not around.
Okay.
So he doesn't miss me. But, you know, when we're traveling, I like to hear the Guadalupe station. I like to pray my rosary if I don't have time. And I guess he just wants time with me. And I do give him time because it's always what he wants to do, what he's everything he wants
okay,
to do.
Okay, so this is the next question I was going to ask you. Because whenever people present with this problem, It seems superficially like a religion issue, and sometimes it is, but actually often it's a deeper thing. So let's take it off of the religion question for just a second, Sandy. Let me ask you a broader question about the relationship. When it comes to anything that you either like to do or things that you think, you know, if you differ from him on something, does he tend to try to bully you out of getting what you want or thinking what you think?
Or doing what you want to do over what he wants to do?
Or is he usually able, are you guys usually able to come to a place where you can kind of, you know, come to some mutually satisfying agreement or compromise on how to handle things? Or is it you just giving in or going along to get along?
I'm always giving in to get along all the time.
Okay, so that's the deeper issue. This isn't really about religion; it's about control. So, and that's a much deeper, more serious issue that has to be addressed here. And the reason it's flaring up around religion is because that's the one thing you're not willing to give up.
It's the one thing that's holding your heart even more than holding your family together is holding your heart. Because God is eternal. God created you. God is the love of your life and should be. And in an ideal situation,
your husband would feel the same way about the Lord and the faith, and you'd be walking that road together and building each other up. In a slightly less ideal situation, he might not share your faith, but he'd be respecting you. He'd be saying, I married this beautiful, wonderful, intelligent woman, and if this matters so much to her, I don't have to join her in it, but what can I do to build her up in it and support her in it? Those would be the two situations that would be healthy, as opposed to what you're getting from your husband.
And again, this doesn't have to just do with religion. The only reason that religion is a flare is the flashpoint in your relationship is because it's the one thing you won't give in on. You know, your husband wants to be the God in your family, in your household. He wants you and the kids to just do everything he wants to do. He wants you all to think the way he wants you to think. In a healthy relationship, as Lisa was pointing to, you know, we often disagree or differ from our spouse on the things that we like or the things that we think. But when we respect each other, we try to find the truth and the goodness and the beauty in the things that our mate finds true, good, and beautiful. And your husband struggles with that. And you're willing to just give in, usually. This is the one area where you're not willing to do that. And so he's just ramping up the bullying. Sandy, you know, my suggestion to you here is that you're going to need to seek some marital counseling, but he's not going to want to go with you at first because why would he? The relationship works for him, right? All he has to do is stomp his feet and yell and bully, and 9 times out of 10 you give in. So I'm going to suggest that you work with a marriage-friendly counselor to do individual counseling so that you can strengthen your own backbone. And be that strong prophetic woman of God you need to be able to set appropriate limits with your husband. And then when he sees that things are changing, that's when he's going to want to be willing to come to the table and work with you, because he's going to see, oh, wait, I'm starting to lose some of the power and control here because my wife is getting stronger. So he's going to come to counseling at that point to try to stop it. But working with a good marriage-friendly counselor will challenge him and hopefully be able to get you to a place where he can respect you the way you deserve to be respected as a beloved daughter of God. But you're not going to be able to do this on your own because you're used to just capitulating, except in this one area, and then even you're starting to slip there because of the pressure that you're under. Unless you're getting some professional help to learn how to heal those wounds inside your own heart that cause you to want to give in and to believe that you're wrong for wanting and thinking the things that you do, you're not going to be able to set these boundaries. So I really encourage you to work with either somebody locally that you're comfortable with, or if you're looking for faithful ways to respond to this, to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com to be able to get the support that you need to move forward in this relationship in a healthier way.
Now, Sandy, I want to say this. Satan is going to play all sorts of mind games with you. You know, after you get off this call with us, you're going to hear things in your head like, oh, if you stir the pot in this way and try to get help for this and try to really improve the situation, you know, that's not carrying your cross. You should just suffer this. Oh, it's really not worth all the effort. I should just buckle under this and leave the Lord entirely. You said stop going to church. That would be horrific, not just for now and your eternal soul, but for your husband. And I really want to point this out. You are in a marriage with this man. He is stubborn and he is tantruming and he wants to be the boss of everything. That's not what God wants for him. And I truly believe that God has called you so close to his own heart so that you can get the help you need and the courage you need to have a positive effect on your husband. Because right now he's treating himself as an idol, and that's affecting his soul. And you're there to at least send up the signal that, hey, this is wrong. This is not okay. I'm not going to allow you to destroy my soul and my relationship with God. And I'm inviting you to get your soul right. So don't allow your fear or his degradation of you to keep you from, one, being with the Lord every single day and receiving his body, blood, soul, and divinity by going to Mass every day. And don't allow it to keep you from having a positive effect, or at least an attempt to positively affect him, his way of thinking, and his soul.
Cindy, again, if we can help you with this, if you're looking for faithful ways to respond to this challenge, please don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We actually do a lot of this kind of work with people in your situation, and we'd love to help you as well. Again, that's CatholicCounselors.com. And we're taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825 on our show today titled Knives Out, as we talk about those people in our lives who are antagonistic, hostile, or hurtful, and just seem to be out to get us. And if you are struggling to know how to respond gracefully and effectively to those people in your life, give us a call. Let's work it out together at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Psalm 9, verse 9.
The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a fortress in times of trouble.
It's just a reminder that God wants us to come to Him with these situations and not try to handle them ourselves, so that we can learn how He wants us to respond to these hurtful and antagonistic people in our life. And if you are struggling with that, then give us a call and let's work it out together at 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your questions coming up right after this break.
Every year, couples who go on the Ave Maria Radio's Good News Cruise testify how their marriages are revitalized and transformed. Join us on the next Good News Cruise from January 5th to 11th on the Royal Caribbean's Oasis of the Seas. You'll be joined by Father Michael Schmitz, Teresa Tamio, Dr. Ray Guarendi, and many more speakers. Cabins are selling fast, so be sure to book your spot now. Faith and fun on the sea and in the sun. There's no topping that. Go to AveMariaRadio.net and click on the travel tab to find out more.
Location, location, location. These are the three most important factors in real estate. The same might be said for colleges. Trudging through snow to get to an 8 a.m. statistics class is a much different experience than breezing by a palm tree to the raucous applause of a laughing gull. With the average temperature of 84 degrees and wetland nature as your backdrop, it's no wonder students tend to stay once they visit our campus. Ave Maria University, your future location, location, location. Visit avemaria.edu.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
I went to Las Vegas years and years ago for one of these cable shows. And I was shocked to see all these old ladies in their 70s and 80s getting off that plane, running for a slot machine. You don't have a chance to win. They're all fixed. I know, my uncle used to have slot machines.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, then follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Knives Out, as we talk about those people who seem like they're just out to get us. You know, they're just out to make our lives more difficult. They're hostile, antagonistic, hurtful people. And whether they're close to us, like our spouse, or maybe a child, whether that's a teen or adult child, or an extended family member, or somebody we have to work with or go to our church with, it doesn't matter. It's not a lot of fun to deal with these folks. But how can we manage them gracefully and respectfully? Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Honestly, as you give that list, I just have a slideshow going through my head of people in my life who have been that way. We all have it. Let's help you deal with it. Let's talk now with Rosa, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Guadalupe Radio.
Hi, Rosa. Welcome to More to Life. What's your question for us?
Hi. So my question is more along trying to how I can either communicate appropriately with my father or how I can I don't know, tolerate him. I honestly don't know. So he and I have not ever had like a great relationship, but he doesn't see it that way because in his eyes, he does no wrong. There's, you know, everyone else is at fault except him. And he has to, I guess, feels like he needs to control every situation. So currently, my stepmom will come over every other Monday to help watch my kids for me while I go to work. And whenever I told her about it, she said, well, you need to call him and tell him. And I said, okay. So I called him and I told him. He said, yes, I just need to know these things. So as long as I know, it's fine. She can go and do whatever, you know, you need her to. And so, and I told him, I said, okay, well, it's every other Monday, you know, that's until the end of September. And he said, okay, that's fine. So today she's supposed to come, or was supposed to come this morning. And she calls and she said, did you call him and ask him that I can come? And I said, no, I told him it's every other Monday. And she's like, can you please call him? And so when I call him, and he's like, yeah, what's going on? And I'm like, hey, I needed her to come today. And he said, well, you didn't call me. You didn't tell me. And I said, I thought, because I told you before, he's like, every time you need to tell me. Every time I need to know this. But I don't see what it's affecting him if she's the one coming to help me, coming to do something for me.
Because he's a narcissistic, controlling, abusive man.
Yeah. It sounds like he's not going to unlock the key to her cage unless you call every single time. So he's holding her literally hostage in her home and your life hostage because you have to go to work.
So how can we help you? I mean, obviously this is objectively a unhealthy, offensive, awful situation. I feel terribly for your stepmother. How can we help you with this, though? Like, what? Because if you don't call him, you don't get the help, right? But if you do, you know, if you do call him, then you're participating in the sick system. So how can we help you with this?
I think I just need to know how I can mentally handle it, because even after that conversation, I was in tears for hours, you know, and it's just so hard because, like I said, we don't have the best relationship. So how do I, how can I still keep him in my, you know, as far as him, he's my father, but not have to endure this type of conversation or feeling anytime I talk to him. I mean, I feel like if I'm constantly calling him to ask him for permission, I'm just more feeding into him.
And that's exactly what he wants.
Exactly.
That you know, you've hit the point. That's how he doesn't know how to maintain a relationship in a healthy and loving way, and so he maintains relationship via control. Right. And so he set up this situation where he's controlling his wife and he's also controlling you. So you have to call him to get what you need, which is what enables him to stay in a relationship with you. His love language is control, essentially. And you know, you're going to have to decide whether the help that you get from them, or that you need the help from them, to the degree that it's worth making those calls to him. And my suggestion to you would be that it's not. That if there's any other way you could get that help that you need, you would get it from somebody else. That you would tell your stepmother that you know you love her, but you can't participate in this abusive behavior. It's not good for her. It's not good for him, and it's not good for you. She doesn't have to agree with that. You would tell her that as a way of kind of trying to wake her up, but then saying, you know, unless you can just find it in your heart to come and stand up to him and come and help, then I'm going to have to find somebody else to get me to help, to get this help, because I can't put you in that position, and I can't put myself in that position. In terms of having a relationship with your father, you don't have to have a relationship with your father. You need to make sure, you know, your obligation to your father, anybody's obligation to their parents, is making sure of two things. One, I'm going to make sure that their physical needs are provided for in their old age. Right, I don't necessarily have to be the one to do it. I just have to be the one who makes sure that they're being provided for. Even if they raised us poorly, they raised us, and so we owe them at least that. And secondly, we owe honoring our mother and father also means living the best life that we can, living the healthiest life that we can, so that when people look at us, they can say, you know, even if it's not true, Rosa done been raised right, you know, because of the choices that Rosa makes and the you know, the healthy life that Rosa lives.
And because you're living the healthiest life you can, you're living out your prophetic mission that you received in baptism to be that image of a healthy life, even to your father. So by living a more mentally, a
emotionally and relationally healthy life, you are, through your actions, inviting your father into a healthier, more loving relationship with you. You're not cutting him off. You're not saying, I'm never speaking to you again. You're setting healthy boundaries. And if he wants to be a respectful, loving human being, you're there. But if he's going to continue to be the gatekeeper of everything in your life and his wife's life, that's not healthy. That's not good for him. And that's not good for you to put up with, because you're not being prophetic in the situation.
In terms of the larger relationship, what you need to do then is cut back the relationship to the place where you can interact with him and not have to spend the rest of the day putting yourself back together again. So that might, and that has to be up to you to decide what that is. You know, there are some people that you can't have any contact with, and, you know, just seeing them causes you to melt down and have to spend the rest of the day putting yourself back together. And if that's the case, then you can't be with him at all. There are other people who behave better in certain circumstances, right? You know, so I could see him at a restaurant, but I can't see him at his house. I could see him at a group gathering, but I can't see him one-on-one. Where other people, it's not so much where you see him, but what you talk about. You know, I can talk about this topic, but I can't be this vulnerable with him because then he uses it against me. You know, so you have to kind of ask yourself, when do you feel safe around him? And again, by safe, I don't mean necessarily physically safe. I mean that emotionally safe, right? And that maybe he's irritating, but you can handle it. Maybe he's frustrating, but you can handle that. Not, you know, at the point where he doesn't cross certain lines that really, really rattle you, like you were just describing about having to call him to ask his permission to let your stepmother come and help you. You know, so are there any places where you can do that, where you can have interactions with him? I mean, it might be just text. I can text him, but, you know. And limit your relationship to that. And when he says, why aren't you coming around, or why aren't you calling, or why aren't you doing these things, you can say, well, Dad, I would love to. But you're controlling and you're abusive, and until you get help for that, I'm not able to have any more of a relationship than this with you, because this is the degree to which I can be around you and not have to put myself together the rest of the day. And that's what it means to have a relationship with an unhealthy parent.
Now, in terms of your child care, I strongly urge you to pray very hard to find that God would give you the person who can help take care of your child on those Mondays, because you don't want your child growing up with this example of a relationship. Your child will be affected by seeing this between his grandfather, her grandfather, and your stepmother, his step-grandmother. You don't need that kind of example in your child's life. That is very unhealthy for them to be.
And she needs somebody to, you know, your stepmother needs somebody to stand up and say, you know, this is an unhealthy situation and I'm not willing to participate in it.
And strongly encourage her to get counseling, because she is really being degraded to the point where she is afraid to do anything as an adult woman right now.
Rosa, thank you so much for the call. If there's more we can do to support you, if you have other follow-up questions, don't hesitate to reach out to us. If you are struggling with this idea of setting boundaries with your dad, especially since he doesn't, you know, he won't agree to them or approve of them, you know, don't hesitate to reach out to us at Catholic Counselors. We want to help you find faithful ways to heal those wounds and learn to be that strong prophetic woman of God who can stand up for what's true and what's right in this situation and other situations like it. Again, that's CatholicCounselors.com. Thanks again for the call, Rosa. And, you know, as we kind of come to the last part of the show here, I just wanted to, the big takeaway from this, okay, is that people who are this antagonistic and hurtful and hostile rarely agree that their behavior is offensive. What they do 9 times out of 10 when you go to them and you try to address a problem, they say, no, it's your fault.
And they gaslight you.
You know, you just don't have a sense of humor, or you need to get a thicker skin, or you just don't understand. And they put you in the position of having to explain yourself and feeling like, you know, you're crazy because you just can't find the right words to justify your pain to them. But as Jacob was pointing out in his segment earlier, and as we've been talking out through the program here, somebody who loves you, somebody who's healthy, if you go to them and say your behavior was hurtful, you know, we all have our blind spots, and sometimes a person might push back a little bit. But if you say, look, you know, I'm not asking your permission to be hurt by you. I'm telling you that it's hurtful, and if you love me, you need to stop this, and we need to figure out a better way to handle it. Anybody who's basically reasonably healthy or you know, basically reasonably Christian is going to say, I'm sorry, let's work through this together, and you'll figure out a way to do better to together the next time. Don't put yourself in a position where you're in a relationship with somebody where you have to prove to them that your pain counts in order for it to be valid, in order for you to feel validated in that. If you're hurting, by all means address that hurt directly. If they don't respond in a sympathetic way, in a way that says, I want to work with you to make this better, then start setting boundaries. And when they complain about the boundaries, then hold that up and say, look, I would love to be closer to you. But until we can address this and I can see a real change on your part, this is as close as I can be and still feel safe around you. Nobody likes to hear that message, but that's exactly the message we need to hear in order to become the people that God wants us to be sometimes, and to overcome those tendencies toward narcissism in our own life and relationships. If you're looking for faithful ways to respond to all of this, and especially that hurtful, antagonistic, hostile person in your life, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We'll hook you up with a professional Catholic counselor who can help transform your marriage, family, or personal life. Learn more at CatholicCounselors.com and get out there and celebrate the life God wants for you, because you know what? With His grace, there is so much more to life. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a blessed day.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.